Okay, let's go to Diane in Chicago, and she's got a question about her father. Are you there, Diane?
Yes, Dr. Marshall. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm actually in Michigan.
Okay.
And my father lives in Walterboro, South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay.
He was diagnosed 2 years ago with lung cancer.
Ooh.
Went through chemo and radiation.
Yep.
And was in remission.
Okay. How old a man is he?
He's 83.
Okay. And
if you'd look at him, you'd think he was in his early 70s.
Okay. And how much does he weigh?
He was at 175, but he started losing weight again. I think he's about 165.
Okay.
Maybe 160.
Okay.
He got pneumonia or a slight case of pneumonia about 5 weeks ago, and coughing so bad, broke two ribs. Put in the hospital. They did the typical X-ray CAT scan.
Yep.
Found that
which could make it worse.
Yeah. Well, it found out the lung cancer was back.
Yep.
They did a PET scan a week ago Thursday and got the results that cancer is all through his body. But when I talked to him on Thursday, it's not in his bones.
Uh-huh.
All I know, I don't know anything else about it.
Well, this is going to take quite an effort if he wants to make a comeback. But obviously, the most important thing is going to be the HCL detox kit. Quantum Digest, because part of the reason he's in this mess is he can't digest his food. And in Chinese medicine, you learn that the lung is a backup large intestine.
Okay.
So whenever you see a lung problem, you don't go to the lung, you go to the large intestine. So knowing that, you can tell that it's not digesting his food that's made this terrific mess. And now he's pretty far along. So one of the things you're going to have to determine, Diane, is does he want to win? Is he willing to do whatever it takes to win? Because this is going to be quite a battle, and it's going to take a lot of effort and mud packing and coffee enemas and a whole bunch of things. And he may still lose, but it'll dramatically increase the length of time he has remaining. And it does create a prospect, at least, of the body being able to heal and recover itself. So I think you might want to have a really serious chat with him. And if he is interested, then what I would do is call the order line and get a QRA practitioner, wherever that's going to be, that is that knows what we call quick start. And so he's right up to date, because that's what it's going to take. And he needs to be kind of near this person, because in the beginning he'll need to be tested about every 10 days. And then once he starts getting stronger and stronger, it would be more like 30 to 45 days. Okay?
He is willing to take nutritional supplements.
Good.
To improve his energy.
Good. That's easy. If he wants to improve the energy, you can give him DHLA. You can give him the Nano Green Tea. These are all liquids, and the Max Stress B, and a little quinol. All of these will help upregulate the immune response and at the same time pick up energy dramatically. And at his weight and his condition, I would use at least 2, maybe 3 teaspoons of DHLA, 3 teaspoons of the Nano Green Tea, because he's had so many radiation exposures. 2 teaspoons of the B, but I'd start at 1/4 teaspoon and build up because it's so strong. Okay? And then finally the quinol. Here I would use at least 3, maybe 4 teaspoons. And he mixes all this in maybe 32 ounces of water, just like I do every day, a great big drink that I can see on my desk here. And I have it in a quart and I finish it by nightfall. And he should do the same, sipping it through the day, because the DHLA will clear the blood in 40 minutes, so you can't swig it down. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That should pick up his energy, and if he really wants to fight, it can be done, but at this point, he's really going to have to make an effort. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
For the HCL detox and the digest.
Yes, he would use... since this is, in light of his condition, I would use 3 of the digest at the end, at the start of meals, and I would use probably 6 HCL and 3 activator. If he has any trouble with that, he's got to go on stomach complex and make it as a tea. At his weight, he only needs to use 2 capsules of the stomach complex as tea if necessary. I'd get 1 bottle and I'd sit on it, or two bottles, and sit on it. If he takes the DHCL, he's okay, no problem. If he takes the DHCL, it bothers him, then make the tea, retake the DHCL, it should not bother him at all, okay?
So make tea out of the stomach complex.
Correct. You'd empty two capsules in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, stir it, cover it, steep it 10 minutes, drink it before you eat, okay?
And his diet went from a northerner style. I was raised in New York, and when he moved to South Carolina, his diet definitely changed 2 years ago. So.
Lots of grease and junk.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the southern diet. There is a worse one. It's Indonesia and Philippines. God bless all you. We love you. The food tastes good, but it's a nail in your coffin. Okay, greasy fried food, and then they have it as leftovers. Wow. Could you make anything worse? I can't think of it, because the oil is accelerating in rancidification after the heat. Anyway, a diet shift for him, absolutely necessary, but the key, the foods that will do the most are fermented raw foods. So sauerkraut, kefir, tempeh, and he can ferment any food, mushrooms, anything. I mean, I have a lay-equipped dehydrator, and on a Sunday morning, I can make the food for the next 2 weeks. Of course, after a week, it's kind of ripe. It's kind of tart-tasting, but I'm pitta body type, so I like that. If you don't like that, then you just make a week's supply. But there's a great deal he can do when he sees someone with who knows QRA. They can work the diet with him as well, and actually even test some of the compounds. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye now.